Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
And praise the Lord, we can again gather together before Him.
赞美主，我们今天早晨再一次可以聚集在他的面前。
And could we first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 6?
我们好不好打开约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, we're going to read verses 54 and 55.
约翰福音第六章，我们要读54节、55节。
And I'm going to read first in English and my brother then in Chinese.
我用英文先念一遍，之后我弟兄用中文念。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And then again, in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, we're going to read verse 29.
我们再来读约翰福音，这是第一章第二十九节。
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And now we're going to go back to John chapter 6.
我们再回到约翰福音第六章。
We're going to read from verses 49 to 51.
我们要从第49读到51节。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
And lastly, let's read Psalm 81, verse 10.
我们最后来读诗篇第八十一篇第十节。
I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
But sisters, we know that we are running a race until the Lord's return.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们现在正在跑这个路程，直到主耶稣基督的再来。
And in order to run it well, and we need to know the goal, and we need to know the course.
我们要能跑得好，我们必须要看到，知道我们的目标，知道我们的路。
But as a runner, we also need to have a strength and endurance.
但是作为一个赛跑的人，我们也必须要有能力，要有这个忍耐。
And like athletes, they need to pay close attention.And to all aspects in life, and in order to acquire and maintain a good physical condition.
正如那些运动员一样，他们要很注意他们所做的每天的生活里面的这些各方各面，好叫他们能够保持最好的体力。
And eating is the very important element in their physical preparation regimen.
那我们知道，在他们预备他们身体的体能的时候呢，他们所吃的东西。是其中一个非常重要的一个要素。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only true physically, but also for us spiritually.
弟兄姐妹们，这对运动员是真的，但是对我们属灵方面这些成长也是很真实的。
And we also need a healthy diet spiritually.
我们在属灵方面也需要吃一个很健康的食物。
And we will know what we need to eat and how to eat it.
我们也必须要知道我们吃的是什么，而且我们要知道怎样去吃。
And in John chapter 6, which we just read, and it says that, our Lord says that, we shall eat of his flesh and drink of his blood.
在我们刚才读的约翰福音第六章那里讲到主耶稣自己说，他说我们应当吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Of course, our Lord was referring to spiritual eating.
当然我们的主耶稣基督是讲到属灵的食物。
But concerning the matter of eating, brothers and sisters, if weThink about it. It's quite fascinating.
但是弟兄姐妹们，当我们想到这件事的时候，我们觉得是非常吸引人。
And no matter it is a physical eating or spiritual eating.
不管是我们身体上所吃的，或是我们属灵上所吃的。
And even for our physical eating, we say that we have three meals a day.
就算我们身体上所吃的, 我们知道我们一天要吃三餐。
And probably a lot of us will snack in between.
也许很多人在餐与餐之间还会吃一些零食。
And probably we are eating all the time.
我们想说, 哦, 我们真的是一直在吃东西。
But let's think about it. Why do we eat?
但我们要来思想一下, 我们为什么要吃?
And why do we have this constant eating?
为什么一直要吃东西?
And why did God create it in such a way?
为什么神造我们是这样的方式呢?
But if we pay a little bit of attention to it, we will see that there's a lot of meaning to it.
但是当我们如果很注意的话, 我们发现这吃里面还有很多意思的。
And think about eating. Actually, it shows that there's a dependency.
因为当我们想到说我们要吃东西的时候, 我们发现, 哦, 原来我们是必须依靠这些食物。
And God created man in such a way that we have this need and hunger and appetite for food.
因为当神造我们人的时候, 他让我们有这样一个饥饿, 然后让我们对食物有这个食欲。
And man is not created to be self-sustained.
因为我们发现到人受造并不是说靠人自己就可以维持自己。
And that is also true for all the creation of God.
因为事实上这是神所造的一切万物都是这样。
Man, brothers and sisters, you and me were created to depend on God for His provision.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们受造为人, 事实上是要依靠神来得到这样的供应。
Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16.
在诗篇 145篇 15节, 16节 这样有说,
It says that the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
万民都举目仰望你, 你随时给他们食物, 你张手使有生气的都随愿饱足。
Our eating shows our dependency on God.
因为当我们用餐的时候, 我们事实上表明我们是依靠神的。
And eating also shows an union.
而我们发现吃东西也代表一种联合。
Brothers and sisters, what we feed on will become part of us.
因为弟兄姐妹, 我们所吃的就会成为我们的, 一部分。
The food is apprehended and assimilated to be me.
因为我们发现这个食物呢, 就能够消化吸收, 成为我们一部分。
And eating is a union. It's a union in life.
所以我们发现说, 吃东西事实上是一种联合, 是生命的一个联合了。
And eating also brings enjoyment and satisfaction.
当我们看见我们用餐的时候也带给我们一些满足感, 带给我们一些饱足感。
We really thank the Lord for creating so many delicacies to please our palates.
我们实在感谢主, 祂实在创造许多的这些餐点, 让我们的, 味觉可以得到饱足。
And when we have a food, when we are satisfied, and there's a joy.
当我们吃东西而得饱的时候, 我们就很享受。
And I still remember when I was in the elementary school.
我还记得当我在小学的时候。
Yes, I love food. I still love food.
我很喜欢用餐, 我现在还是很喜欢。
And so, it so happened that we have this small library, and in that library, I read a picture book, and it's a scientific fiction book.
那时候我们也教室有一个很小小的图书馆, 那里面有一本书, 是有图画的, 那是有关这个, 科学,
It talks about the future inventions. It lists all the potential future inventions.
也讲到说那个作者讲到说未来也有可能会发明的这些东西。
And among the inventions, it says that probably in the future, and people don't need to cook, and people probably they're going to invent some kind of pills. To replace the food.
所以他那里讲到说，也许将来有人会发明一个丸子， 这吃了就可以替代我们要吃的食物。
And so that people can save a lot of time to do other things.
那我们可以省下时间呢， 就可以做其他很多事情。
And upon reading that, I was a little bit traumatized.
当我读到那个未来的发明， 我有点吃惊。
Traumatized. Not a happy surprise. It's a traumatized.
是好像有点受不了。
Yeah. And what about my favorite dishes?
那我最喜欢这些食物怎么办呢?
And that was not the future I was looking forward to.
因为那个未来的发明不是我想要所盼望的。
Yes, eating will bring us enjoyment and satisfaction.
是的, 吃东西用餐可以带来给我们饱足享受感。
And eating also enables us our growth.
因为我们发现吃东西也能够叫我们能够成长。
And then eating also strengthens us.
而我们吃东西也能够叫我们有能力。
And eating also sustains us for to maintain health.
因为我们发现吃东西也能够帮助我们维持健康。
And so we have to continue to eat. We have to eat every day. It's a sustaining process for good health.
所以我们必须要 每天都要吃用餐，好叫我们的生命能够得到维持。
And eating also is a transformation.
那我们发现吃东用餐呢，也是一种转换。
And we are what we eat.
因为我们吃什么就成为什么。
A diet change may lead to a health and body transformation.
那我们看见用餐改变用餐呢，也可以让我们的身体更健康。
So we can see that eating is an essential element for our health and existence.
所以我们看见用餐吃东西，事实上对我们的健康是一个非常重要的因素。
It is true physically and also spiritually.
这在我们身体上是这样，是没错，但对我们属灵上也是一样。
And what to eat is a choice.
那我们看见我们吃什么是我们的选择。
And brothers and sisters, if we remember what happened in the Garden of Eden.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们记得在伊甸园所发生的事。
And what to feed on, what to eat was actually the first commandment and also a choice for Adam and Eve.
那我们看见说事实上要吃什么，要怎么吃，事实上是那时候是给亚当夏娃的第一条命令。
And Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 and 17.
在创世纪第二章16节和17节,
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, From the tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说, 园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃, 只是分别善恶树上的果子, 你不可吃, 因为你吃的那日子, 必死,
so eating is a dependency, is a union. So now, here the choice is, on whom would Adam and Eve depend?
所以我们看见吃东西事实上是一种表明一种倚靠，表明一种联合。我们在这里注意到亚当夏娃要吃的什么与谁联合。
Yeah, and with whom would they be in union?
我们看见他就与谁吃了什么就与谁联合。
And we know that the tree of life is a type of Christ.
我们也知道说生命树是预表基督。
And if they were to eat of the tree of life, they would depend on the Lord and be in union with God in life through Christ.
所以若是他们吃了生命树上的果子，他们就表明他们要依靠基督，也与神的生命联合。
And in that dependency and union, and they will be sustained by Christ and will continue to grow.
所以在那个依靠和那个联合里面，表明他们是依靠基督，那么他们能够继续成长。
And eventually they will be like Christ in His image, the Son of God.
所以最终呢，就可以和神儿子的形象一样。
But unfortunately, they made the wrong choice, and they become self-dependent, and they were in union with the enemy.
但是很可惜的是，我们看见他们做了一个错误的选择，结果他们和仇敌联合了。
Yeah, they depend on themselves.
而且他们是依靠了自己了。
Yes, and the result is death.
所以到结果呢，就是死。And
all the intended purpose of eating was lost. The life was lost. All and together with all the enjoyment, contentment, and strength.
所以吃东西所带来的本来应该带来的好的果效都失去了，就是享受和成长.
And so, brothers and sisters, in a sense, for our salvation, the gospel is a diet change.
所以弟兄姐妹，对我们而言，福音就是一种我们在饮食习惯上的一个改变.
It's a change in our eating.
就是我们所吃的东西的改变了。
And the gospel is to offer us again the chance to eat of the tree of life.
所以福音事实上就是给我们再一次的机会，让我们能够吃生命树上的果子。
And the work of Christ would first to negate the effects and the curses of sin in our lives.
因为基督首先要做的就是要把在我们因犯罪之后所生命上的这个咒诅要除去。
And it is by his blood and his death.
就是借着他的血和他的死。
But the purpose of the gospel is to impart his life to us, to grant us the tree of life.
但是福音真正的目的呢, 事实上是要把基督的生命分赐给我们, 叫我们能够成长。
And that's why Christ has asked us to eat of his flesh and to drink of his blood in John 6.
这是为什么基督在约翰福音第六章那里讲到说我们应当吃他的肉喝他的血。
And so to feed on Christ is to depend on him and also to apprehend and assimilate what he is and what he has done for us.
所以要吃喝基督就是说我们要来依靠他,而且能够消化吸收他所示的。
And his salvation is great, and the fullness of a deity was in him, and in bodily form. But only the portion that we feed on will become yours and mine.
因为我们知道神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里,所以我们要吃的时候联合他,这才是我们所需要的。
I remember about 30 some years ago, and that was my first time to go to a all-you-can-eat buffet. Restaurant.
那我记得差不多30多年前，我第一次去吃任你吃的餐点。Yeah,
and I was told that okay, when you get into the store restaurant, what you can see is what you can eat.
那时候人家告诉我说，当你进入这餐厅之后，你所有看见的东西你都可以吃。All
these are yours.
这些都是你可以吃的。And
I was very excited looking at those the big variety of food.
那时候我看到这么多丰盛的食物，我就非常的兴奋。But
when I was done dining, walking away from the restaurant,
但是当我用餐完毕离开餐厅的时候，Only
the part that I ate was mine.
那我发现说，只有我吃进去的东西才成为我的。Yeah,
even that all the variety of food was made available to me, but only the portion that I ate was mine.
所以虽然那餐厅里面有各式各样的食物，但是只有那些我真的吃进去的食物才是我的。So
Christian feelings is concerning our personal experience in the Lord.
所以我们基督徒也是一样，要注意到在主里面的经历。Christian
feeling is concerning our personal experience in the Lord.
所以我们讲到基督徒所吃的是关乎到我们在主里面经历主。
And we know that in the Old Testament time, the Israelites' experience actually is a picture for our experience in the Lord.
所以我们知道，在旧约里面，以色列人所经历的，事实上是我们现在在新约里面所经历的一幅图画。And
there's a recording and concerning the Israelites journeying from Egypt through the wilderness and then into Canaan.
因为我们那里也讲到说，以色列人在那时候是 经过旷野，然后到了迦南地。
In that journey, there's actually three kinds of feelings was recorded for the people of Israel.
所以在那一段路程，我们发现有三段地方来记载他们的路程。
And these three different kinds of feelings shows the different aspects of Christ's work and our experience in Him.
所以这三段路程就记载着我们现在所经历基督的路程。
Yeah, and so I'd like to spend a little bit time on that. And there's three different kinds of feelings.
所以我想要花点时间来交通这三段路程。
And the first is the Passover. Christ is our salvation.
那第一段路程就是那逾越节的晚餐，就是基督是我们逾越节的羊羔。
It is recorded in Exodus chapter 12, when the Lord was about to smite the firstborn of Egypt. And the Lord commanded the people of Israel to slaughter a lamb for each household.
因为那段故事是记在出埃及记十二章，当神要领以色列民出埃及的时候，神要他们预备，要击杀埃及地一切投生的时候，神要以色列人预备羊羔。Yes,
and to slaughter a lamb for each household.
所以每一家呢都要宰。
And the blood of the lamb was to put on the two doorposts and the lintel of each house.
所以要把羊羔的血涂在门框和门楣上。
And the blood was a sign so that the Lord will pass over them, and so But inside the house, they shall eat the roasted lamb, unleavened bread with the bitter herbs.
所以那个血呢，就是一个记号。所以当神要击杀头生的时候，看到这血就会越过。然后在房子里面的人就要吃烤的羊羔和无酵饼和苦菜。
Yes, and these are three dishes for the Passover meal.
因为我们发现这是在逾越节里面要吃的三道食物。
And each represent one aspect of Christ and his work.
那每一道食物就是代表基督的一方面的意思。
And we know that Christ is the Passover lamb.
我们也知道基督就是逾越节的羊羔。
And John the Baptist testified about Christ when he saw him in John chapter 1 verse 29.
因为我知道在约翰福音一章二十九节那里当施洗约翰看见主耶稣的时候他就做了这样的见证。
And he called out, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
因为他说看啊神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的。
And Christ is the Passover Lamb, and referring to his work on the cross, his blood and his death.
所以基督就是逾越节的羊羔这是指着他所成功的救赎 的工作。
And his blood on the doorposts and on the lintel,Actually, it's to deal with our sins.
那我们看见他的血在门楣上和门在门框上和门楣上，就代表说是要除去我们的罪。
And the roasted lamb represents the suffering, the death of Christ on the cross.
我们看见那烤的羊羔就表明基督的所受苦，受了死。
And Christ is also the unleavened bread.
那我们知道基督也是无酵饼。
And he is.Representing his sinless life.
这就代表基督那一个无罪的生命。
And his resurrection, and he is our life.
以及他复活的生命，而且他是我们的生命。
And Christ is the bitter herbs.
而基督也是那苦菜也代表基督的一部分。
And he tasted the bitter cup for you and for me.
因为是他为你和为我尝了那苦杯。
And but on our end, by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit,We could also sense the bitterness of sin in our lives.
在我们这方面而言，因为圣灵的光照，我们可以察觉那个罪在我们身上所带来的苦楚。
And that will cause us to repent.
那也是叫我们愿意来悔改。
And to feed on Christ as our Passover is to apprehend, assimilate what the Lord has done on the cross for you and for me.
所以吃喝基督就是说，我们能够将它消化吸收。来使他的生命在你和我里面。
Yes, as the Passover, as the Passover.
而且在你我里面有这个羔羊的生命。
Yes, his blood deal with our sins, and he himself becomes our light, so that we may start on the spiritual journey.
因为他的血对付了我们的罪，所以我们现在可以走在这条道路上。
And in the book of Exodus, we can see that by eating the Passover,The Israelites were enabled to leave the Egypt, to leave Egypt.
所以我们看见说，在出埃及记的记载说，当以色列人吃了这个羊羔的时候，他们就有能力能够出埃及。
On the night of the first Passover, the Israelites left Egypt, or the Lord brought his people out of Egypt.
因为在那一夜，神把他的百姓带出埃及地。
Brothers and sisters, we know that Egypt represents some aspects of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们也知道，埃及代表这其中一部分，代表这世界。
And it has its bondage, yes, it has its slavery.
因为这世界是捆绑我们，叫我们做奴隶的。
And the Egypt is called the house of slavery.
因为我们知道，埃及在圣经上被称作是为奴之家。
But it also has its prosperity and its pleasure.
那我们也看见，在埃及的确，埃及地也有它的繁华，也有它的兴盛的地方。
And brothers and sisters, isn't that true? Before we were saved, and we were slaves under the tyranny of the enemy through sin.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也是这样呢？在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们事实上是被仇敌这个残暴的仇敌借着罪所压制的。
And we were in bondage, and while pursuing worldly pleasure and prosperity.
因为我们那时候是追求世上的财富，世上的荣华，却是在捆绑里面。
Yeah, and even when we are saved, we are set free in position, but in our experience, oftentimes we could fall into the same bondage.
虽然我们得救之后我们地位改变了，但是我们发现常常我们又好像仍然在那受捆绑的光景里面。
And there are all kinds of temptations and distractions from this world.
因为从这世界上来的有各式各样的引诱。
But brother and sister, if we can feed on Christ as our Passover, we could die to the world and to live to God.
但是弟兄姐妹，若是我们能够吃喝基督的逾越节的羊羔，我们就可以向着世界死。
And that was set enable us to leave Egypt, to set us free from all the temptations and distractions of the world.
那靠着这个，我们就可以使我们离开埃及，离开这些一切的引诱和罪恶。
So that we can truly start on the spiritual journey.
所以我们真是能够走在这个属灵的路上。
And the second eating in their journey is a manna.
那他们在他们的路程里面有第二道餐点要吃的就是玛拿。
And it talks about Christ as our sustenance.
因为这里讲到基督就是我们的营养，支撑。
Yes, sustenance, yes. Manna is a first mention in Exodus chapter 16.
因为我们知道马拿第一次被提到是在出埃及记第二章的十七节。
And it is a bread from heaven for the people of Israel for all their days in the wilderness.
因为这是从天上下来的粮，好供应他们在旷野里面的需要。
And manna is a type of Christ's life on earth.
因为马拿是预表基督在地上的生命。
And because the Lord says in John 6 that he is the true manna, the living bread out of heaven.
因为主耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章有讲到说，他说我是生命的粮，是从天上降下来的。
And the meaning of a manna actually is, what is it?
因为玛拿这个字原来的意思就是说，这是什么？
And when the first time Israelites, and saw the manna, they didn't know what it was.
因为当以色列人第一次看见玛拿的时候，他们不知道这是什么东西。
So they called it, what is it? And it actually is manna.
所以他们就说，这是什么？那这是什么？这原文就是玛拿。
And brothers and sisters, the Israelites were very used to the supply in the land of Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道以色列人事实上他们很习惯于在埃及地所得到的供应。
And they used to eat cucumbers, melons, and onions, and garlic.
因为他们那时候常常吃的是黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
And yes, and to them, they kind of wonder, what is it, this bread from heaven?
所以他们这时候就在想说，这从天上降下来这个玛拿是什么东西？
And brothers and sisters, actually, it could also be true for our spiritual walk.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这一方面，我们属灵的路程好像也是很相似。
And when we first believe in the Lord, or for some young brothers and sisters, when we heard the term that there's a joy in our spirit, there's a contentment in our spirit, probably to us it's just like, why is it?
所以我们那时候蒙恩得救的开始，或者是许多青年的弟兄姊妹们，我们会听到说，哦，信主就有很大的满足，很大的喜乐。但是也许我们会问说，是吗？
And probably this manna sounds a little bit still abstract to us.
因为我们觉得这个玛拿好像仍然对我们而言是抽象的。
And because we are so used to the satisfaction and joy that actually comes through our mind, our emotion, or body sensation.
因为我们还是很习惯于好像觉得我们能够感觉到的，我们能够摸到的，我们能够意识到的，这些才是真的满足，真的饱足。
So when we talk about the activity in spirit, the contentment in spirit, probably to us is like a manna, what is it?
所以当我们谈到属灵的这些要素的时候，我们会觉得说，玛拿，这是什么？
But this what is it is the sustaining supply.For the people of Israel in the wilderness.
但是我们发现事实上这是什么这个食物呢事实上是供应了以色列人在旷野里面的需要。
And we know that the wilderness is another aspect of this world.
我们知道
The wilderness is another aspect of this world.
因为我们知道这旷野呢事实上也代表这个世界。
Yes, and the Bible called the wilderness was vast and terrible.
因为我们知道圣经上讲在旷野是大而可畏。
And there was no life, there was no water, there was no food, full of challenges and difficulties.
因为在旷野里面无水无食物，而且充满各样各式的挑战。
But and sisters, isn't that what we experience in this world? Is that what we witness in this world?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们实际上在世界上所经历的，是不是也是这样的？
Especially in these days.
特别在这些日子。
But manna was the very supply that could sustain the Israelites in the vast, terrible wilderness all their days in there.
但是我们发现到，在那大而可畏的旷野里面的那些所有以色列在里面所经过的所有的日子里面，玛拿却成为他们的供应。
And Christ is the very sustenance for our days in this world.
因为我们今天活在这世上的时候，基督也成为我们的供应。
And manna was actually a daily supply.
而我们发现玛拿事实上是每天供应给以色列人的。
And it was on the ground ready for the Israelites every morning.
因为在每天早晨玛拿已经降在地上预备好给以色列人。
And every person could collect according to his eating. That means according to his capacity, his need.
所以每个人应当按着他的自己的饭量，或者说他自己的能力去收集这些玛拿。
But and sisters, this talks about Christ's timely and present supply in his faithfulness.
所以这就是代表说基督是信实的，他会在及时的供应我们所需要的。
And he made himself ready available every day for you and for me and all the days in our lives.
对你对我不仅是而言，不仅是每天，而且是每一天，基督都已经预备好要给我们。
And Christ can satisfy every need we have, whether it is our spiritual hunger or other needs in life.
而基督在我们所有的需要上，不论是属灵的或其他的需要，基督都供应了。
His supply is always sufficient and abundant.
因为他的供应总是是丰富的，而且是够用的。
And the Israelites were commanded to collect the manna early in the morning before the sun grew hot.
因为我们知道以色列人那时候受到这个命令，是说在日头热之前，他们就要来收集玛拿。
Yeah, early in the morning means that before the start of all the daily activities.
所以他们每天要早晨很早就要来收集。这个很早意思就是说，在一天其他的活动开始之前。
Brothers and sisters, to us, to feed on Christ, and before we get into the busy daily schedule, is too early in the morning to collect manna.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们讲到说要吃喝基督，事实上是在每天我们做其他事之前，我们要早早的来收集这些玛拿，收集基督的供应。
Yeah, whether it's our Bible reading, you know, time of prayer, or just some quiet time before the Lord.
所以不论是我们读经或祷告，或是在主面前一段安静的时间。
And we would like to start our day with Christ, and He will be our sustaining supply throughout the day.
所以我们愿意我们每一天的开始都从基督开始，好叫他成为我们每天的供应帮助。
But and sisters, as we face all kinds of difficulties and challenges throughout the day, where do we draw our strength from?
所以弟兄姐妹，每天我们会遇到很多的挑战，很多的困难，我们究竟从谁那里能够得到能力呢？
How are we sustained?
我们是怎样被扶持呢？
If we can touch the Lord, if we can hear His voice in our time with Him, our spirit will get quickened.
所以我们如果能够与主有交通，有说话，那我们的灵就能够被复兴。
And we could be strengthened to face the day, no matter however long the day could be.
所以不论这一天有多长，但是我们都可以靠着基督得到支持帮助。
Christ the manna is the very sustaining supply to our life.
因为基督他这个玛拿是能够维持我们每天的需要。
And the third feeding is recorded in Joshua chapter 5.
那第三到三节是在约书亚记第三章记载的。
It's to feed on the old corn of the land or the produce of the land. And it talks about Christ is the pioneer, is the overcomer.
因为在那里讲到说，当以色列人进入迦南地的第一年，他们要吃陈粮，因为这代表说基督已经预备好了。
Yes, and when the children of Israel crossed the Jordan and camped in Gilgal,
因为他们当以色列人跨过约旦河之后，来到吉甲地。
The day after the Passover, they started eating the old corn of the land.
因为在逾越节过去的第二天。他们开始吃那地的陈粮。
And the old corn actually was already there before the Israelites' arrival.
因为我们知道那陈粮就是说以色列人还没有到之前那个粮那个食物就在那边了。
And the old corn was prepared for them for their battle, for their warfare ahead.
而那些陈粮呢是预备以色列人能够在迦南地征战用的。
And the old corn also represents Christ. As Brother Sparks says, Christ is already there and he is already exalted.He is already enthroned.
所以这个陈粮呢，也就是代表是基督自己，因为好像我们 Spark 弟兄说的，那就是基督在那里已经预备好了。
Yes, and he is already exalted. He is already enthroned.
而且他在那里也被已经被高举，已经坐宝座了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is a pioneer and overcomer in the spiritual warfare.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这属灵的征战上面，基督他是。做先锋的，而且他已经得胜了。
He has ascended on high and led captive a host of captives, as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8.
因为他已经升上高天了，好像在以弗所书第四章那里记载是，他升上高天，掳掠了众仇敌。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we actually are born in the battlefield.
所以弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们事实上生下来就是在战场里面。
And we are born into a warfare against the enemy.
我们在生下来，我们就要开始与仇敌征战。
We know the enemy's main focus of attack is on the church, on the children of God.
因为我们知道仇敌他的目标，他的注意点就是在神的儿女，在教会上。
And he tries to deceive, attack, divide, and destroy the testimony of Christ in you and in me, collectively or personally.
因为不论是团体或是个人，仇敌要做的工作是说欺骗、分化。而且离间的伎俩。
Yes, and for us individually and also corporately.
不仅是我们在我们个人身上，而且是在团体的身上。
And feeding on the Lord, the overcoming Lord, is to apprehend and assimilate His overcoming life, so that His victory will be yours and will be mine.
所以吃喝基督就是要消化吸收这基督的得胜的生命，好叫我们在我们身上，我们也可以得胜。
We really thank the Lord for His all-sufficient supply.
那我们的主实在是全有全足全丰的主。
And Christ as our Passover is our salvation.
基督就是我们的逾越节羊羔，是我们的拯救。
Christ as our manna is our daily sustenance.
基督也是我们每天要吃的玛拿，做我们每天的供应。
Christ as our old corn is our victory.
基督也是我们的陈粮，就是要我们让我们能够得胜的。
And the one purpose for all our spiritual exercise, either is a Bible reading, prayer, and our fellowship, even our assembly together.
所以不论是我们读经，或是祷告，或是我们一起聚集。
And is to feed on Christ to be our strength, contentment, also our joy.
所以我们都应该来吃喝基督，好叫他成为我们的供应，成为我们的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, have we fed on Christ today?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否吃喝基督了？
Are we fed on Christ now?
我们现在是否就在吃喝基督？
And however, we probably have to acknowledge that most of us probably have not fed on Christ properly.
所以我们好像觉得我们好像并没有吃，大多数人没有吃喝基督。
Most of us.
很多我们自己好像很多是没有吃喝基督。
Yes, and so that's why we have a lot of weaknesses and hunger and maybe a dryness in our Christian walk.
所以就为什么在基督徒的道路上，我们常常觉得饥渴，常常觉得不足。
And I meditate upon that one of the reasons might be our spiritual appetite has been spoiled.
那我思想这件事情，我想其中的原因就是我们属灵的胃口被搞坏了。
And what could spoil our spiritual appetite?
什么东西可以破坏我们属灵的胃口呢？
And I feel like probably there's three kinds of food.
所以我觉得说有三种食物可能会让我们会败坏我们属灵的胃口。
And the first is a junk food.
第一个就是垃圾食物。
And the foods in Egypt, the things in the world.
也就是说在埃及的食物和在这世界上的食物。
And we know that the junk food is high in calorie but low in nutritional values.
我们知道所谓的垃圾食物就是说它们的卡路里很高但是养分很低。
And the junk food is always a lot of time, most of them is pretty overloaded with seasonings to stimulate our palates.
所以我们也发现垃圾食物另外一个方面就是它的用的味道非常重，为了刺激我们的味觉。
And it's just like the food in Egypt.
这正好像在埃及的食物一样。
And when the Israelites were in the wilderness, so often they would grow tired of eating the manna.
因为当以色列人在埃及在旷野的时候，他们好像常常觉得很疲，很好像厌倦了这些吃玛拿的日子。
Yes, they miss the food in Egypt.
因为他们很怀念在埃及地所吃的食物。
Like I already mentioned, they miss the cucumbers, the melon, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
因为我们在圣经上看见的，他们很怀念在埃及地的所谓黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
Yes, these foods are totally different from the manna.
因为我们发现这些食物和玛拿是完全然不同的。
And they are from the earth, and they are produce of Egypt.And they have a strong flavor and to stimulate their palates.
因为这些食物呢是在埃及地的，所以他们事实上是属于一种垃圾食物，他们的味道非常重，而且是只是为了刺激你的味觉。
Yeah, they are the produce of the earth and also in Egypt.、Yeah.
而且这些食物呢是地上所生产出来的食物。
Yeah, whenever they thought of this food, their hearts were directed back to Egypt.
所以当以色列人一思想这些食物的时候，他们的心好像就想要转回埃及去。
And they didn't want to go on, they want to turn back.
所以他们不想再继续往前走了，他们反而是要退回去到埃及。
Brothers and sisters, the foods in the Egypt is just like the thing in the world. They are spiritual junk foods.
弟兄姐妹，在埃及这些食物其实预表的就是属灵里面的垃圾食物。
And these things stimulate our senses, but spoil our appetite.For the Lord.
因为这些食物事实上只是刺激我们的味觉，但是却败坏我们向着主的那个属灵的羡慕。
And these things attract our hearts to the world, and for it is a vain glory and it's a pleasure.
因为这些食物呢，使我们好像来羡慕这世界上虚荣这些财富。
And concerning this point, I often thought about the impact of the internet and the media.On our lives.
当我想到这些事情的时候，我就想到说，现在的网际网络和这些社交媒体对我们的影响。
Yes, it has made our life easier.
是的，这些科技呢，好像叫我们的生活更方便。
But I feel like sometimes it's just like a big vending machine.
但是我有时候想一想，这些东西好像是一个很巨大的一个贩卖机。
Yes, and it's available at your home.In my home, and if we have a cell phone, it's available on our fingertips.
所以这个贩卖机好像不仅是在你家，在我家，而如果我们有手机的话，好像这个贩卖机跟着我们。
Yes, and it may not be all bad. There's a lot of junk food in there.
这其实不全然是坏事，但是我们要注意到这里面有很多是垃圾食物。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to be careful what we watch and what we feed on.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要很谨慎。我们看的是什么？我们 feel
what we feed on, what we eat.
我们看的是什么？我们吃的是什么
？Yes, the more we watch, the more we feed on.
我们吃的越多，看的越多。
Unknowingly, we may think like it, we may talk like it, we may dress like it, we may walk like it.
那不知不觉，我们可能说话，我们。行走，我们穿衣服就像这些了。
May the Lord give us a discerning heart.
所以愿主给我们一个分辨的灵。
And the second food that might spoil our spiritual appetite is leavened food.
那第二道食物会破坏我们属灵的胃口，就是有酵饼。
Yeah, leavened food. Yes,
有酵的饼，
and
有酵的食物。
Yeah, in the Bible, leaven represents sin.
因为我们知道在圣经上这个教是代表罪。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Paul says,
在哥林多前书5章7节保罗这样说，
And clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump just as you are in fact unleavened, For Christ our Passover over has been sacrificed.
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
And Paul says that we need to clean out old leaven, that is we need to deal with the sins in our lives.
所以保罗说我们应当除去旧酵，就是要对付我们生命上的罪。
Yeah, we are already a new lump and an unleavened lump, but in our walk we may still be tangled with the sins.
是的，我们已经是新团的，但是我们在行走的时候可能还会被很多罪所缠累。
And that's something we need to guard against, we need to clean out.
那件事情是我们必须要谨慎而且必须要除去的。
But in sisters, the sin separates God and man, and it severs the fellowship with God, and also severs the supply from God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看见罪不仅分别了使我们与神分别了，而且叫神的供应也不能达到我们。
In our life, the Holy Spirit shines light upon us to expose our condition before Him.
所以当在我们的生活里面，当圣灵光照我们，把我们一些罪显明出来的时候，
Yes, if our sins are exposed, we need to take the effective of the blood of Christ to cleanse it.To ask for the forgiveness from the Lord.
所以一旦我们看见圣灵光照我们的罪的时候，我们必须要来到主面前，求他保险洗净，除去我们的罪。
And so, brothers and sisters, junk food leads us away from the Lord. Leaven food cuts off the fellowship and the supply from the Lord.
所以我们知道这个垃圾食物呢，事实上这个有酵这个食物呢，使我们与基督分别。
And there's another food that we need to pay attention to that is a poisonous food that leads to spiritual death.
那另外一个食物我们要注意的就是那有毒的食物，这是导致属灵的死亡。
And in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 38 to 41, a story is recorded during the time of a prophet Elisha.
因为我们知道在列王记下第四章38到40节那里有记载说以利沙的先知以利沙的一段故事。
Yeah, there was a famine in the land, and the sons of a prophet gathered together and to boil a pot of stew.
因为在那时候在那地有饥荒，所以先知的门徒呢就聚在一起煮了一锅汤。
And then one of them just went to the field and brought back some wild goats, and they just sliced the goats, gourds, and wild gourds, and they sliced the gourds and put them into the pot.
所以呢，那有一个门徒呢，他在外面找了一束野瓜藤呢，他们就把它切了，然后丢在锅里面。
Unfortunately, these wild gourds were poisonous, so they cry out to the prophet Elisha, "O man of God, there's a death in the pot."
但很不幸，那个野瓜藤实际上是有毒的，所以他们就向先知喊说，不好了，这个锅里面有致死的毒物。
Yes. And isn't that true, brothers and sisters, when we are lacking of a real spiritual supply and we are in a spiritual famine, we will try to find all kinds of fillers and to satisfy our hunger.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是不是真实的？当我们属灵有干渴的时候，我们好像不择手段就寻找各样的东西来满足我们属灵的饥渴。
Yes. And there's a...By appearance, these wild gourds seems edible, but actually they were poisonous.
因为从表面上来看，这个野瓜藤好像是可以吃的，然而它却是有毒的。
And so what do they represent in our spiritual experience?
所以这在我们属灵的经历上代表什么呢？
And my understanding is it's a strange doctrine, it's a religion.
因为就我个人了解，我觉得这就是所谓的宗教。
And we know that religion is closely related to our flesh.
因为我们知道宗教事实上是和我们肉体息息相关的。
And Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 23, he says that religion has the appearance of wisdom, but there is no true value against the fleshly indulgences.
因为在保罗在哥罗西书二章二三节那里讲到说这些规条哈是使人徒有智慧之名，但是在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
And in Romans 8, verse 5, and it says that the result of following the flesh is death.
而罗马书八章五节那里也讲到说，若是随从肉体就是死。
Brothers and sisters, our flesh always want to do something for the Lord to satisfy His command by His own strength.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们的肉体常常有这样的渴慕，想要为主做一些事情，好满足我们肉体的需要。
And when we can do it, and we probably feel pretty good about ourselves, and that will make us prideful.
所以当我们做成的时候，我们就觉得非常满足，但是也让我们有一点点骄傲。
And but most of the time, when we failed, when we could not do it, and we will be in despair.
但是很多时候，当我们发现我们做不来的时候，我们却是非常的沮丧。
But in either case, it will lead us back into bondage and even spiritual death.
但是不论这样或那样，都会使我们引进属灵的奴隶。而且以至于我们死亡。
So, brothers and sisters, to keep our appetite toward the Lord healthy, and we need to watch for junk food, the things in the world, and leaven food, sins, and also poison foods, religion.
所以我们注意第二点，我们如果要一个好的属灵的食物，我们就应该注意这三件事情，防范这三件事情。一个就是世界上的食物。
Yeah, the junk food.
一个是世界上垃圾食物，第二个是有毒的有教的食物，第三个是有毒的食物。
Yes, yeah. But we thank our Lord because God desires to fill us for each one of us.
但是感谢神，因为神愿意充满我们每一个人。
And it is a Father's desire to have us to experience the good, all the goodness and the blessing in Christ.
因为父的心意就是要我们能够经历生命中一切美好的事物。
And in Psalm 81 verse 10,
在诗篇81篇第十节
，Yes, which we just read, it says, "I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt."
因为那里我们刚才读过，就是他说，我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来。
And if you open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
你若大大张口，我就给你充满。
So, brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, and in whatever the spiritual exercise we might be in.
所以当我们来到主面前的时候，有一个属灵的功课我们必须。
Yes, we should have this full confidence that it is the Father's pleasure and to reveal His Son in you and also in me.
我们应当有这样一个相信，就是父乐意将他儿子启示在你我里面。
Because our Lord desires to supply us with His abundance.
因为我们的主他要用他一切的丰盛来供应我们。
And for that we need to praise the Lord and gladly wait before Him for Him to fill us up.
所以我们应当为此感谢神，也能够在他面前耐心的等候，让他来充满我们。
And also in Psalm 81 verse 11,the psalmist continued to say,
在诗篇第八十一篇十一节，诗人继续这样说
：But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me.
因为那里讲到说，无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我。
So on the flip side, for us to be filled with our Lord's goodness, for us to open our mouth wide, we need to listen to His voice and we need to obey Him.
所以我们从另外一方面来看，当我们愿意大大张口的时候，我们也应该要注意到我们愿意听主的声音，愿顺服主。
And now today the Lord is speaking to you and to me through the Holy Spirit in the still small voice.
今天主仍然在圣灵里面用微小的声音向你和我说话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to listen, we need to obey.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要听，而且要顺服。
And so that we can truly discern what is of Christ.
所以我们能够真实的辨明什么是属基督的。
And we can truly feed on Christ as our strength, as our contentment, as our joy.
我们实在能够吃喝基督，好叫它成为我们的供应，成为我们的能力。
And I remember quite some years ago, a young brother shared on one thing.
我记得好几年前有一位青年的弟兄，他有分享过这件事。
And he said he was invited to a church meeting somewhere else.
因为他说那时候他被邀请到参加一个聚会。
And on appearance, everything seems fine.
因为在表面上看好像都看起来不错。
But somehow deep down within, he feels something that was not quite right.
但是他在内心深处却发现到有一件事情不太对。
And brothers and sisters, that's the discernment, that's the voice of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，那就是圣灵给他一个微小的声音，而且叫他有辨明的灵。
And we need to listen, we need to obey.
而我们就应该听，而且我们应该顺服。
And brothers and sisters, our God desires to fill us with abundance in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们的神愿乐意将一切的丰富来供应我们。
He desires our Christian life to be filled with strength, contentment, and joy.
因为他愿意我们基督徒的生活是充满享受充满满足的，充满能力的。
But do we hunger for him?
但是我们是否有这样的对他有这样的饥渴呢
？Or has our appetite been spoiled by the things in the world, by sins or other teachings?
还是我们的胃口已经被这世上的事物、被世上的罪破坏了呢
？And Solomon says in Psalm 27 verse 8.
在诗篇27篇第八节，诗人有这样说。
He says that when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
你说，你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正在寻求。
The Lord calls us to seek his face.
主要我们来寻求他的面。
Can we respond?Can we echo like the psalmist's reply? Your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
主要我们来寻求他，我们是不是可以像这诗篇的作者一样有这样的回忆说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
Francis, if we cannot, we need to pray that the Lord will grant us a spiritual hunger after himself.
弟兄姐妹，我们若是不能这样说的话，我们必须要向主求，我们属灵上对他有这样的渴慕
，so that our mouth could be open wide toward him，
好叫我们的口向着神能够大大的张开
，and so that he could truly find a chance to fill us up，
好叫主真正得到机会，叫我们大大的充满我们。
So for you, for me, we can be nourished, strengthened, sustained, and continue to grow。
对你我而言，我们就能够靠着基督所给我们的供应，给我们的扶持，我们能够继续成长。
Before the Lord's return, we may run the last leg of this journey with strength and joy.
所以在主耶稣基督回来之前，我们可以走，借着能力，借着供应，走完这最后一程。
May the Lord's grace be upon every one of us.
愿主耶稣基督的恩在我们每个人身上。
And that's our word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you for your presence and for your word to us.
主耶稣啊，我们为着你的同在，为着你在我们当中，我们感谢你。
Lord, we have confessed that a lot of times our hearts might not be up to you.
主啊，我们向你承认，我们的心很多时候不在你身上。
And we may have fed on many other things by yourself.
主啊，我们好像在你以外吃喝其他很多事物。
But Lord, we thank you and praise you because of your grace and your love toward us.
主啊，但我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你向着我们的恩典和向着我们的爱。
And once again, you remind us how we need to turn back to you.
主啊，再一次你提醒我们，我们应当转回来归向你。
When you call us, seek your face.
当你呼召我们来寻求你的面的时候
，May we all echo like the psalmist said that.Oh Lord, your face we shall seek.
我们也都能够像诗篇的作者一样有这样的回应说耶和华你的面我正要寻求。
Every time as we come before you, we come with a wide open mouth.
主啊，每一次我们来到你面前，我们都可以大大的张口。
And so that your abundance, your blessing will fill us up.
好叫你的丰盛，你的祝福能够充满我们。
And your salvation, your sustenance and your victory will be our portion, our experience.
而你的救恩都能够临到我们。
And we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Because you speak and you also work.
因为你是说话的神，你也是工作的神。
We thank you, you are perfecting your good work in each one of us.
我们感谢你，因为你在我们每一个人身上都要成全那善工。
So we want to thank you and lift up all the praise and worship to you.
所以我们要感谢你，要扬起一切的赞美来献给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we have some announcements.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有一些报告。
Yes, before we get to announcements, we would like to welcome any first time comers in our midst.
好，在我们报告之前，我们是不是有第一次来到聚会当中的？我们欢迎一下。
Yeah, anyone who is a first time here, please stand up and briefly introduce yourself.
如果你是第一次来的话，请你站起来自我介绍一下。
Okay, could you speak a little bit louder?
请你大声一点讲话。
Okay, welcome.
欢迎。中文讲一下，他是从圣地亚哥，圣地亚哥啊，这刚才这一家从圣地亚哥来的。
Yeah, okay. Any others?
有没有其他的
？Okay, if not, then let's go to announcements.
啊，如果没有，我们有一些事情报告。
And all the weekday meetings are still held online.
所有周间的聚会仍然是网上。
Yes, brother and sister, please check our church website for details.
你可以参考我们聚会的网站。
And our Sunday meetings will continue to be held in a hybrid mode.
我们主日的聚会仍然是混合模式。
And brother and sister, you can come to the in-person meeting here in the meeting hall, or you can join the meetings online.
你可以来到我们聚会厅实体聚会，或是在网上聚会。
And the breaking of bread meeting will start at 10 to 10:50.
波饼聚会从10点到10点50。
And the message meeting will start at 10:50 to noon.
信息聚会从10点50开始直到中午。
And the next Sunday, we have two brothers that share with us.
下个主日我们有两位弟兄交通。
Brother Qian Wen and also Brother Qian Wu.
是王继远弟兄和吴坚慧弟兄。
And Brother Yun Ke and Sister Audrey Shaw will be interpreting.
柯云弟兄和 Audrey Shaw 姊妹是翻译。
And please lift up our brothers and sisters in our prayers.
请弟兄姐妹为我们弟兄姐妹祷告。
And brothers and sisters, if you plan to come to the in-person meetings, please do a self-screening or monitoring before you come.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们若是要来到会所这里聚会的话，请自我检测一下。
Yeah, if you have any symptoms or any there's a uncomfortable signs, please stay home.
如果你发现有任何症状或是不舒服的情况，就请你留在家里。
Yes. Okay. There's a Barnes is probably you already aware that WCCC this year 2022 and will be held from Wednesday July 20th and through Sunday July 24th.
弟兄姐妹，今年的西岸特会呢是将于7月20号到24号，就从星期三到主日举行。
And the conference will be held in also in a hybrid mode.
今年的西岸特会呢也是要用混合的模式进行。
Yeah, for those who can join the conference in person, they will go to Sonoma State University.
如果你要实体参加的话，那地点是在加州的索诺玛州立大学。
Yes, and the brothers and sisters can also join the conference online.
弟兄姐妹也可以在用线上的方式参加这今年的西岸特会。
The thing of the conference is that I may know Christ, based on Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
今年的西岸特会的主题是使我认识基督，是从腓立比书三章十节出来的。
Yes, and the online registration will be available on the 4th of April, that is tomorrow, Monday.
注册是应该是从明天星期一开始。
Yes, and brother and sister, if you have already attended the conference before, you shall receive an email notification and you can register through the link in your email.
所以弟兄姐妹们，若是你过往参加过西岸特会，你应该是会收到一个电子信，电子信上有注册的链接。
Pay attention to your inbox. If you don't see it, check your junk box. Probably is there.
所以弟兄姐妹要注意你自己的，你曾经参加过的话，你可以注意你自己的电邮信箱。如果没看到的话，去那个junk 就是垃圾邮件里面去找一找。
Yes. If you are brother and sister, you will be your first time to join the conference. You need a security code.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你以往没有参加过西岸特会，今年想要参加是第一次的话，那你报名需要有一个密码。
Yes, you need to contact meeting group brothers for the code.
所以你可以和我们聚会里面在聚会组服侍的任何一位弟兄联络，取得这个密码。
Yeah, these brothers are Brother Li Ma, Brother Shi Bo, and Brother Chen and myself.
这些弟兄就是玛丽弟兄、世博弟兄、坚慧弟兄或林环弟兄。
Yes, and there our contact information can be found on the church website.
我们的联络的方式呢，在我们聚会网站上有。
Yes, and also for this coming Saturday, and the Saturday Gospel Group will have a fellowship and a prayer meeting.
要来的星期六，周六福音组的弟兄姐妹们有一次的祷告和服事聚会。
So, brothers and sisters, if you have a burden for the gospel, and all of you are welcome to join.
那这样的一个服事聚会呢，是任何弟兄姐妹对福音有负担的都可以来参加。
Yeah, for meeting details, please contact either brother 柯云 or brother William Kwong.
所以周六福音聚会，这个周六福音服事的聚会的详细内容，弟兄姐妹可以和柯云弟兄。或是邝维刚弟兄联络。
Okay, there's also a additional announcement that is for the responsible brothers. For those who are in the meeting today, please stay behind for a few minutes for some fellowship.
我们最后一个报告是给教会的负责弟兄们。那待会聚会结束的话，请你留下来有一些交通。
Okay, and that will conclude our meeting today.
好，我们今天早晨的聚会停在这里。